This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And I am really excited to be here today with Tamara Arnold, who is an absolute kick-ass warrior woman. And I'm going to let you I'm going to let her tell you how and why. Tamara, welcome.
Hi, welcome, Nikki. Do I just go right into my epic comeback right now, or do you ask that question?
Well, I'm going to say, like, first I'm going to ask you a question that gets you to introduce yourself, which is, like, okay. The best. So briefly, would you please tell us who you are, where you live, and what keeps you busy during the day, if you are, in fact, busy?
Well, my name is Tamara Arnold. I reside in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. I amuse myself throughout the day, which is not really amusing, but when you actually love what you do, it is like totally amusing. But I spend my day helping spiritual entrepreneurs create the space within themselves to hold success so that they can go out and make a bigger impact in the world, which in turn in my world changes the entire vibration of the earth.
Raise your hand if you're a spiritual entrepreneur. Oh, whoa. Go, girl. So here's the part where we talk about the absolute caca. Tamara, can you summarize some absolute caca that you went through, and then what was the worst part of it?
So the caca that I personally went through was I was born into a family with severe mental health issues. And so I resided into myself that I would take care of anyone and everyone. And I became very codependent at a very young age. And, you know, at 19, I moved out when I was 17. By 19, I was like, screw this. Mental health, this is love with expectation. So I am going to breed my own baby, and I'm going to choose what love really is. And so at 19, I got pregnant to create this little bundle of love that would be a different version of love. But Ethan ended up having severe mental health as well. And so what I was running from became my forefront reality. And so I grew up in that age, like I was in my early 20s with a child that by the time he was 8, he had suicide ideation. He was threatening to kill himself. By, you know, grade 7, he was living in a mental health residence and I was a single mom. By the time he was 16, I had met a new man, and Ethan's suicide ideation, his behaviors, his health, his everything was at a high risk situation. And I told my son after he was hospitalized and I had found him with a chair and a cord in our laundry room that he needed to seek medical help or he couldn't come home, because my husband at the time, like my now husband, we're staying awake each night, one of us taking turns, worrying if Ethan was going to sneak out, do something to himself or do something to the house. And we were keeping, you know, our other kids away from that. We had 3 other kids combined. But by the time he was 17, he did something that was just so, so not okay. Like anyone would say, if this was not my son, I can't be in this relationship. And so the hardest thing that I ever did was to tell my 17-year-old son that we were done. Like we were breaking up. We would not be in each other's lives anymore.
Holy cannoli, does that sound hard? Like,
oh, hard.
So hard. Absolute caca. Wow.
Caca. The worst caca.
Yeah.
Like depression inducing caca, you know?
I don't know what to say about that. So instead, I'm going to ask you the next question, which is it's a really good segue. Because I believe, and I also know, that it takes a total warrior to get to another side, to come through something like what you have just described. It really takes warrior energy. Let me ask you, assuming that you are on that other side, so to speak, what's the best thing about being there?
The best thing about being on the other side was that I connected to a faith. Now, I say faith as in, you know, God, it could be, you know, in greater intelligence, it could be love, it could be whatever it is. But when Ethan was on the streets and I was so worried about him, I knew that I did not have the capacity to take care of him the way that, you know, God and the angels and all of these kinds of things were. And so what happened through this process was a connection to something far greater than me that I have never lost. And I'm so grateful for forging, because man, does it ever make life easier when you know you're never alone and that there is support for you in every moment of every day.
What a gain. What a gain. I mean, that must help so much with those like mom feelings. You know what I'm talking about? Those mom feelings. Like we, you know, like once you're a mom, that's not something that goes away.
Not just a mom, but an empath mom. And so as an empath mom, we want to fix our children and make them better. And so there is a level of understanding that it's with love that we don't carry that responsibility and let them have their divine connection with something far greater. And we are willing to release that from responsibility on ourselves.
Wow. I got to say, I'm so glad that listeners are witnessing this, are witnessing you. I mean, in the perspective and the knowledge that you have, it's pretty amazing. So Tamara, who are a couple of other brave warriors like you who've come through some caca, and I'm sure you know plenty of these women, and they've gotten to that other side, and they would be really good guests on this podcast.
Well, it's interesting because the first person that I think of is somebody that I worked with and who is actually my executive assistant, Corey Corrigan. She has a book and her story is very, very similar. Oh, you know Corey Corrigan.
And she's already scheduled to appear on this podcast.
Of course she is. But she is one of the people who have definitely defied what other people would say caca and come out stronger through it. I'm just kind of thinking on the top of my head, who is somebody else? Jen Mons. Have you ever heard of Jen Mons?
No, ma'am.
She is a delight. And actually, I just spent this past weekend away with a woman named Brandy Tuttle. And Brandy Tuttle has a very, very powerful comeback story of beating cancer and a brain tumor on her own spiritually. So,
well, that pretty much kicks ass. And all three of them are very welcome on this podcast. And thank you for those ideas. I really appreciate it. Okay. So here's the nugget. Here we go. Tamara, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through the caca right at this moment on how to get to the other side?
So this is how I got through the caca. When I was at my lowest low, I used to say one thing to myself. And if I could just do this one thing every day, then I considered the day a success. So when I was at my lowest of my low, I would simply say, what is one thing I can do today to feel just a little better than yesterday? And whatever I would hear, whether it was make therapy appointment, go for a walk, have a bath, read for 20, whatever it was, I would just do that one thing. You guys, we don't have to fill our plates to be successful. We just need to show up for ourselves. That is the key. And that was the thing that changed the trajectory of being in the low place to where I am now.
That's a revolution, my friend. Like showing up for yourself when you're a girl and a woman who has been taught that you're supposed to show up for everyone but yourself. It's all about who else you're supposed to show up for.
Yeah. Yeah. But the train's got to turn in the station at some point.
Yeah. And what happens, I mean, just off the cuff, what happens when you don't show up for yourself?
Personally, what I see in the line of work, because I work in energy, is that we store a lot of energy and emotion and words that we're not saying in the body. And anytime we're holding energy that we're not actually getting out of the only vehicle that we can get it out, which is our throat chakra, then that energy is stored and it has to go somewhere. And it oftentimes can turn into some sort of physical ailment. And so it's really important that we put ourselves first so that we can get the energy that is our being in our body out into the world and make sure that we're like a clean vase of water that you keep changing every day, making sure the flowers grow.
So what I'm hearing is, what I'm hearing is that part of showing up for yourself is telling the truth, speaking the truth.
Oh, sister, isn't that the truth? Like that is the very essence of your internal voice. Is the voice that's meant to be heard.
Preach, preach.
Yes.
Yes. So here's where we've come. So we're all about being epic here. So what I'm going to ask you, Tamara, is if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation. I hate driving. I just want to be able to get to where I want to go really, really, really fast. I just want to close my eyes and then I could be sitting beside you and we could be doing this side by side.
That's so funny because in a different episode, I asked somebody the question and we were trying to think of the word teleportation and we couldn't get it. We were like, what's that word again? Where you go from a place to another place. That would be rad.
Yeah, I'd be out of here every winter. I'd be like, just beach hopping.
You got some beaches out here in LA. You have a friend in LA now.
I'll be visiting. I'll be coming.
Fantastic. Tamara, anything you'd like to leave us with? The mic is yours for just, you know, like that last, you got to say it.
You know, we are in charge of what we tolerate, and what we tolerate for ourselves, other people tolerate. We teach people how to treat us. So when you put yourself first, you teach others to put you first. It's the most powerful gift you can give yourself.
I love it. And thank you. Tamara, thank you. Where can we find you? Folks, this woman does amazing work. Where can we find you online?
Ooh, you just have to put in Tamara Arnold in Google. This is what I've learned about myself. I come up all over the place now. I was like, well, look at me. I'm like three pages of Google. But I have a website that's tamaraarnold.com. Small things bring me joy. Tamaraarnold.ca, sorry. It's .ca because I'm Canadian. So my name, if you put that into Instagram or Facebook and follow it by author, because I've written three books, you will see Tamara Arnold author. You can find my books anywhere. It's pretty cool shit. That's my comeback.
Pretty cool shit. There's nothing small about that. So with that, this is Nikki Bruno with Tamara Arnold on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.